This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A management shakeup at Procter & Gamble, the world's largest consumer products company. After a not-so-terrific first quarter, CEO Bob McDonald says he plans to leave. The board already has picked his replacement, someone they know very well, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Procter & Gamble says this announcement is not indicative of any kind of bigger problem or financial issue, but the company is not in great shape. Bill Chappell is an analyst with SunTrust. He says Procter & Gamble had begun to implement a $10 billion restructuring program.
They felt the need to really cut out some of the fat and try to streamline the business.
Some investors didn't think the turnaround was fast enough, including hedge fund manager Bill Ackman, who has a big stake in Procter & Gamble. Morningstar analyst Aaron Lash says he wasn't shy about sharing his opinion with the board.
If the current management group couldn't do it, he thought that there were other managers who could.
Looking ahead, the former and now future Procter & Gamble CEO, A.G. Lafley, has his work cut out for him. Linda Bolton-Weiser is with B. Riley.
We're going to want to see innovation. We're going to want to see growth.
Lafley, who turns 66 in a few weeks, also knows he won't be able to get back to retirement until he picks his successor to lead the company long term. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.